Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check 1, 2, test, check 1, 2. Is this thing on? Hello?
Vince in the Bay.
Hello.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay, baby. Good times, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Vince in the Bay and I am, of course, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's Wednesday. I'm calling this Wacky Wednesday. It's Wacky Wednesday, August 31st, 2011. And I'm happy to have you with me. Shouts out to the early chit chatters, Crappy Tires, Eddie's Event Tickets, Goofy Bone, Goose Cream Soup, Jay Mackin, Wendigo, and Urinon News, who just bailed. Apparently, Urinon News is not happy with the chat interface here and has created an alternate IRC chat over. There's a link inside the chat room. So, yeah, if you can you can chat over there, you can chat over here, it don't matter. There's only one call-in number. That's 347-826-7667. And, hey, Jay Mackin in the building as well. Good times. So let's go to the phones. It's open lines, Wacky Wednesday. I do want to talk a little bit about the event that's happening tomorrow in the Northern California District Court in San Jose, California. There's the Anonymous 16, I guess is what people are starting to call them, these 16 individuals that got indicted for their participation, alleged participation, in the Operation Payback, where PayPal was hit with a bunch of DDoS attacks and whatnot. And there's some folks that are going to be, I guess, arraigned, or I don't even know what they're doing, but they're gonna have their first day in court tomorrow here in San Jose. And I'm probably going to try to check it out. If I can get into the courthouse, I will. I'm very familiar with this courthouse. I've been to this courthouse before. I'm familiar with this judge that is seeing these 16 people. So I don't know if I can get in there and live tweet the event, I will do so. If not, I will just hopefully witness it and report back to you tomorrow. But in the meantime, I know Crappy Tires is following this, and he hopefully will weigh in on it at some point. Kishu is going to be with me tomorrow as well. She's not in the studio right now. I don't know where she is. I think she might be out partying, I would imagine, at one of the bars that she's been frequenting since she's been holed up here in the studio in the Bay. So it's hopefully at some point we'll get another report from Kishu on the scene at some bar. And, yeah, let's go to the phone lines. I think I might have my Bay Area compadre, Goofy Bone. What's up, Goofy?
It's popping, Vince. How's it going tonight?
It's going all right, dude. Just chilling, just having a chill Wednesday, wacky Wednesday, just trying to hopefully we get a little wacky, you know, have a few laughs. Last night was a pretty intense show. We wrapped up Operation BART Part 3 last night. I had a fantastic showing of listeners and callers. It was amazing. We had Josh Wolf, photographer, journalist, videographer guy. He called in. We also had Christoph from No Justice, No BART, who was arrested or cited at the BART station on Monday. He was sort of one of the most vocal.
He's the guy with the little microphone.
The megaphone
thing.
Yeah. He got
called off.
Yeah, that dude. He called in last night. It was cool. He pretty much called in and hung out for the duration of the second half of the show, more or less. And it was kind of nice to hear him talk at length and not have to scream through a bullhorn to get his point across. And it was very insightful, and it was interesting to get his take on the BART board of directors, who just swore in a new general manager today. We could talk about that too. We can certainly continue the BART discussion.
You should have tried to get the guy that was like totally against it. I mean, I don't know if you've seen him, but I mean, he was screaming his head off. He fucking had his little phony ass sign, and he was out there fucking like he was the only. Well, maybe there's two other people, the anti-protesters. Remember, I was talking to you about that, and you told me there were six of them. There's three of them. I seen them. I wanted to beat him up, but I mean, there's hella cops there. Shit, there's more cops than I've seen in my life than Cinco de Mayo in downtown San Jose. That was a lot of cops yesterday. I mean, on Monday. Hello, am I still here? Or are we?
Yeah, you're here, dude. I'm not gonna put you in the green room, bro. I'm not
gonna
do that.
You got me in the green room, fucking quivers, man. I'm fucking scared.
No, dude,
every time
chill
I
out, bro. People get so paranoid when they call into my show now. They're afraid they're always gonna be put in the green room. The green room is reserved for trolls and boring people. And Goofy, I don't consider you either.
Okay.
Although when you do engage with boring people, when you get engaged with boring people, like, say, I don't know, you start talking about pizza with the one angry Jew, then expect to be put in the green room, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So when you start talking to boring people or other drunk people, like, say, let's say, like, perhaps you and Melissa Hopkins are on my show at the same time, and she's drunk, and you guys start talking about bicycles, expect to be put in the green room.
Okay, I understand that. But no, it's just I get private messages from your lovely viewers saying that I ruin your show and just shut my mouth and blah, 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 blah. But
oh, well, in that case, maybe I'll, you know, maybe you should expect to be put in the green room. I don't know, dude. Just play it safe, bro.
All right, I'm just going to chill. I'm here smoking, drinking a 40, being a
man. Yeah, man. You're all good, man. Let's bring out Crappy Tires is here now. What's up, Crappy Tires?
I was here the whole time, Vince. I called in as Vince in the Bay. Didn't you see that? V-I-T-B.
I saw that. Why did you scurry off before I got to you?
Why did I what?
Why did you scurry off before I got to you?
Because I didn't know whether you knew who it was. I didn't know whether you knew who it was. I figured I wouldn't confuse you.
You're here now. It doesn't matter. You're here now. What's going on, dude? What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I'm installing Ubuntu on this little computer in my hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading some troll tweets.
So, Goofy Bone, you sent me this article, and I think this is interesting. I'm going to read this if you guys don't mind. It says, dude, free weed laying in San Jose street snatched up bystanders. It was a pothead's dream. It was a pothead's dream. Free marijuana lying on the street for the taking without a cop in sight. San Jose police say a truck illegally carrying marijuana crashed and ended up on its side near Oak Ridge Mall early Wednesday, sending up large bags of pot throughout the intersection as the frightened driver ran away. Several motorists and pedestrians who happened to be passing through the area ran out and grabbed most of the marijuana bags and took off before police arrived. Officers eventually collected the remaining bags of weed left at the scene and also found a loaded handgun inside the white truck. They're still looking for the driver and all the people who snatched up the loose bags of pot and don't have any suspect descriptions. It's unclear how the truck crashed at Blossom Hill Road and Playa del Rey in South San Jose at 12:50 a.m., but there were no other vehicles involved in the crash, which ended with the truck landing on its side in the middle of the intersection.
Where the fuck was I?
Mike Rosenberg.
That's all I got to say.
That's Mike Rosenberg from the San Jose Mercury News. What? Wow. wait a second. If the police, how do they even know? Wow. So the police just showed up and they found the truck.
I mean, Vince, this is like maybe, I'm going to say like a small bobtail truck, you know, maybe like a little 10-footer. But it was, or no, maybe like one of the little small U-Haul ones, you know, like the $14.99 in-town special or whatever. It was on the side, meaning somebody fucking turned it wrong and it fucking just get it all over the fucking, I guess on Blossom Hill. I don't know where. Nobody told me about this. I just found out about it right now. I was like, my God, are you fucking serious? Somebody came up. And then we're not talking about little, you know, Ziploc bags of weed. We're talking about probably duffel bags, maybe fucking garbage bags full of fucking weed, people. God, son of a bitch. Oh, it just pisses you off as a gay person because you're supposed to know the streets, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, fuck, something like that happens, boom, you're supposed to get
that
on
guy's
it.
Fired. Oh, that guy just got fired from the gang, huh? It was probably,
they'll find him and shoot his ass. He'll be dead. Next murder will be
him. He's almost better off going to the cops. Safer going to the cops, almost.
Yeah, he's dead. That's guaranteed. I'm sorry, people. I'm not wishing death on him, but he already did it to himself. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, you had a responsibility. Uphold to it. Fuck. Now you got somebody up smoking the weed I should have found. Fuck. Damn it. That pisses you off. For real. That pisses you off. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
It's all right, dude. I think you're going to survive, bro. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, I know. But good luck to that guy. Hopefully he runs.
Learn from his mistake, you know? Like, don't smoke your own supply. I think he was probably smoking his own product, and he got squirrely on the road, maybe, and all of a sudden, next thing you knew, he was on this, you know, he was in the middle of the intersection. He's just like, fuck.
Damn, that's some shit. I'll tell you that for damn sure. Fuck.
Good times. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm here with Goofy Bone and Crappy Tires. Crappy Tires also has a Blog Talk Radio show, which I missed your show today, bro. I'm sorry. I woke up and you were done. Well, how did your show go today? I caught part of it on the replay. What's going down?
So I got trolled today by a beautiful guy who doxed me, and we talked about free topiary most of the show, and how stupid the court case is. It's going to be like a year or so or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 2012 before he actually goes into court, which is kind of ridiculous because, you know, you'd think that he'd have the right to a speedy trial, but he doesn't. And then also they're like, we need to look through forensic evidence, and I've never heard of computer evidence as being forensic evidence.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing is you've got this outdated court system that's built. I mean, look at the slideshow I have right now. That guy that we're in the cap with the caption. It's this is serious. That dude, that's the guy that's the judge for the Ryan Cleary and Topiary. Jake, that's the guy that's handling their case. And the guy's wearing a fucking wig, dude. That's how reactionary, you know, how backwards we really are right now. Like the legal system has not caught up with technology. It never will, because government is notoriously sluggish at best. And you know, I can even tell you from my own experience. Like I was never satisfied with any of the language in any of my pleas drafts. I just finally just had to just acquiesce at a certain point because it's just they're trying to fit, you know, a 21st century or whatever this is, 21st century thing into a 20th century hole or whatever. It's just doesn't work. It's apples and oranges in many ways, and it's going to be interesting tomorrow to see. Well, tomorrow probably nothing new will really be uncovered, but essentially these cases will be interesting to follow just because they could, if these kids, you know, challenge this, they could seriously help set some precedents, and it'll be interesting to see what that precedent is, because if you think about it, the DDoS in and of itself in certain circumstances can just be seen as a very, in my eyes, is a white collar crime, something that deserves like a slap on the wrist and that at best. But it depends on the context and how it's and what you know in you know makes this case a little more complex is the whole conspiracy charge and there's a lot more at stake here. But just that infraction in and of itself. Like I had Shari Wong on here, and he's like, you know, taking down sites for 30 seconds, and you know, what did that really hurt? Does that deserve?
Just held my router for 2 minutes. That hurt that, me.
Yeah, exactly.
That,
well,
that kid took out my router for 5-10 minutes.
Dude,
that hurt my business for 5 minutes.
I've had people take down my show and give me a headache so I can't, you know, start my show for a half an hour. And it sucks, but I don't think that person deserves to go to prison for 10 years and pay $200,000 in restitution. You know, I just think they just need it's kind of like a parking ticket. Just like, dude, $50, that's not cool.
Exactly. It's like they should be
disorderly,
like,
conduct.
Yeah,
it's civil disobedience.
Minimum
now, but see, the PayPal thing is a different story, though, because now you're talking about commerce. And that, you know, disrupting business. Now that's a different story. Like
talk about one thing though with PayPal. Like just one thing about Operation Payback. They didn't only freeze WikiLeaks, and the Operation Payback was something that was supported by a lot of internet marketers that I knew. One of them I was just chatting with on Skype here. PayPal took $60,000 out of his account and froze his account for 180 days. And that's pretty much the same thing they did to WikiLeaks. And I just had another friend email me the other day, $11,000 a month. He had to fire 3 employees because PayPal froze his account without reason. And it's the same thing they did to WikiLeaks. So Operation Payback is an operation that was really, really good. I just wanted to say that it was awesome. So, yeah. And I lost money because of it. But whatever.
Yeah, but who ultimately is going to have to pay back in Operation Payback?
The people who did it.
Yeah, so ultimately Mercedes is going to have to... Operation Payback Mercedes will be the... unfortunately, that's where it's going to... This is innocent until proven guilty, of course. But still... You know, I think that using that LOIC, whatever the fuck you call it.
4,000 photos of a naked or...
Like...
What?
I think instead of free topiary, it should be higher topiary. If people were smart, they wouldn't lock this kid up. I've read so many goddamn articles, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I think I've read over 9,000 articles.
9,000?! There's no way that can be right!
I said topiary could be a marketer, he could be a freaking hacker, he could be your spokesman, he could pretty much... It's a man of many traits.
Don't lock these people up, hire them.
They're wasting their time. Taking the kid offline is just screwing his skills.
Kevin, if anybody taught us, you know, Kevin Mitnick, I think, is a great example of what a waste of 3 years. What did they put him in solitary confinement for like a year, and then he was in jail for 2 years, and he couldn't go on the internet and for another couple of years when he got released? You know, what a waste of a talent. I mean, the entire time this guy could have been, you know, using his talent for the forces of good, and instead it just shows you the backward mentality of the justice system. Huh?
Would topiary hack for the UK government? After he's hacked against them, would he want to work for them? Would he do it?
I'm not suggesting he should hack. I'm not suggesting he pay back society by working for the government. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying he should get, you know, I don't know the particulars of what he did exactly. I can't really say. I don't know what he did. I mean, how do we know he did anything? He's the spokesman. Hey, for all we know, he could have just
written their releases.
He could have had all that, because a lot of people do that where they're just they're quote the research team. They don't go in there. They just snoop around, find out where the vulnerabilities are, and they pass it on to the other people to do the dirty work.
Just illegal.
Yeah. So it's quite possible, you know, and guilty until proven innocent. You know, who knows? Topiary could have just had these skills and just didn't use them. Because you know he'd get pwned, so he said, you know, I got a good voice, I'll just use my voice and that, because I don't know.
Did you see the articles that about Cleary the article that you got the picture from? Did you at all?
I read part of it.
This nutty job.
That Ryan Cleary kid really creeps me out, dude. He looks like a scary dude.
But this,
I don't
this
like
kid,
looking at
I,
pictures
yeah.
of him. It scares me. He
like
looks really, really creepy.
But
he looks like he probably needs to be put in some sort of, maybe not detention center, but some sort of program for rehabilitation. He doesn't look right.
But you know what scared me was this. I mean, he's got a girl, right? And she's like 19 and he's, what, 18, right? So he's free on his own. He's an adult. Now, he's been remanded to his parents' custody, and he has to have a parent go with him to see his girlfriend, but he's over the age of 18, so he's an adult. Why does he have to be with his mom to go see his girlfriend? I don't get it. And then, yeah, you know, we're going to have to investigate your girlfriend and make sure she's capable of handling you. I just don't get it.
So random. So weird.
I mean, he does have Asperger's, but I don't know. I don't know if that affects the case at all.
Yeah. Hey, Goofy is back. Goofy, what's up?
Within 8 seconds.
Oh my God! Holy shit! We're gonna blow. She's gonna blow. What the hell was that? Goofy, are you here? What's going on, Goofy?
What was that?
Your
mean?
Message has.
What the hell's going on, dude? Did you call in twice, Goofy? at the same.
No, I called in only once.
Your number was on there twice, dude. That's weird.
I don't know, because I'm a Gemini, maybe.
That's probably it. Yeah, you didn't miss anything. We're just chopping it up about Topiary. He was, I guess they had the date set for him and Ryan Cleary to stand a trial. I guess it's going to be in January sometime.
They're saying Ryan could be in September 7th or something too. I have no idea. But then they were tying the cases together, which is really weird.
Oh yeah, and it's no coincidence that the same thing's going on here to tomorrow. It's all synchronized.
Who is it tomorrow?
Precedent.
Is it? Just
I think
Mercedes?
It's those 16 people. The 16 people. Yeah,
all
Mercedes.
16, all in the Bay.
So. Yeah, all in the Bay.
How come they're all in the Bay?
Because PayPal's in San Jose.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That's how it works.
Who's representing for PayPal though? Do they have
No. PayPal will have.
PayPal is the most corrupt organization.
See. Here's the thing, though, is PayPal is not going to – PayPal's not the the plaintiff or the defendant here.
You're Patriot Greggy, man.
Who, me?
I'm
Patriot Greggy. Test, 1, 2. Can everybody hear me okay? What's going on? Hello.
You sound fine for me, Vince.
All right, yeah. I think it's just on your end, Goofy.
You know what's funny? PayPal's used to the court scene, so if they show up, they'll be used to it because they get a lawsuit filed on them every day.
But that's the thing is it's the U.S. versus these 16 individuals. It's actually technically not PayPal at all. I'm sure PayPal will have representatives, and they will certainly be there. But it's going to be U.S. attorneys versus these attorneys for these individuals. I don't know if there's I don't even know if this group is being represented by one legal entity or if they all have their own individual. Representation. That's going to be interesting. Essentially, what's going to happen?
Mercedes has their own.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try to check it out. Like I said, it's going to be interesting. But I think it's going to be just like what happened with Cleary and Jake. They're just going to set a new date for them to all have their, testimonies and all that crap start. Because I presume everybody's challenging it, and that's why they came to San Jose and didn't just settle up in their own respective districts. Like there's a kid from Arkansas. There are people from all over the country.
Did you notice they only arrested people in the UK and the US? And I'm telling you that there was more than those countries that participated in DDoS attacks.
There are
a lot of countries that are not prosecuting these guys. And I can tell you this much. I've never seen anybody prosecuted in Canada for a DDoS attack.
The Dutch, too. They did the Dutch as well.
But the Dutch guys were let out the day after. And they.
Oh, yeah?
I've never seen any real prosecution. But the Netherlands law concerning anything online really is pretty weak. So I could really explain it. I don't know if you knew that, but. Like Netherlands.
I did not know that. That is wild, wacky stuff. I did not know that.
I can host illegal downloads, anything in the Netherlands. So you can pretty much do anything. That's why every download website is hosted in Germany or Netherlands.
Goofy Bone keeps dropping off. I don't know what you're doing, Goofy. I don't know if you're having some sort of technical difficulty, but if anybody else wants to join me in Crappy Tires, the lines are open. It's 347-826-7667. I do have a couple of callers sitting patiently on the line, but their hands are not up. Callers, if you want to join the conversation, you have to press the number 1. On your keypad, press number 1, numero uno, and that will raise your hand and alert me that you want to join the conversation. Otherwise, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And Goofy Bone was here with us a minute ago. We were talking about this truck of weed that turned over in San Jose. And San Jose is also going to be the... the spot for this group of 16 individuals that participated in allegedly allegedly participated in Operation Payback, and now they're going to stand a trial here. It's kind of interesting how these people are innocent until proven guilty, but not really, because are they allowed to use the internet? No.
Bothering me, Vince.
It's like saying you polluted the air, so we can't prove it. So until we can, you can't breathe. Okay.
Well, the problem here is that they're like, we can't control what they do once they get online. Well, if you want to say whatever, they have to use their parents' computer or something, because all of them have been remanded to their parents' custody. Be like, you got to use the parents' computer, all that shit, and then they'll like install their stupid keyloggers on it. But they shouldn't be able to say, you can't go on at all. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I thought it was innocent until proven guilty. Like, they should take away the internet after they prove that you did something bad on it. Like, for all I know, Topiary just ran the Twitter account and got all the information from all these people that pulled off these coordinated attacks, and he was just the publisher, for all we know. Seriously, until we know better, like, I just don't get it. Just don't get it.
So, Vince, were you charged with something like Topiary is being charged with? You were telling me on
Twitter. Oh, God, no. Nothing near some of these kids are in for. Ultimately, my charge is the same as, in fact, I'll do? I'll take a break here in a second, and I know you're interested. I know there's some people that were on Twitter twittering me up earlier today that were curious. I've talked about this, my court case, on this show several times ever since I got doxxed, as it were. It was maybe a couple of months ago that I came out with it on my show, and I'll get into it in a second. But I think it would be interesting to read, because I have a copy of the indictment of these 16 kids.
Yeah,
and I'll read excerpts of that, and then I can read you mine. I think what I have is my ultimate plea. The plea. It's like only two pages or something, but it'll be the wording will probably repulse you. It really is disgusting, the language.
Is it the same wording as civil suits are worded? Because I understand that now, because I've read so many.
No, you'll understand it. It's not a matter of not understanding the wording. It's just maybybe it's a matter of semantics, but I was just never comfortable with what I ultimately pled to. Whatever. I'll do this. I'll take a little break. I'm going to dig up all this shit, and then I'll come back and read it, and then we'll talk about it, and we can speculate on what these kids might be looking at. I don't think it's going to be. I know you guys are reading this stuff and you're seeing 10 years and 200.
I don't think that's what's going to be.
That's the maximum. Okay, that's the maximum for these things, and we're a long way away from anything. Especially if they challenge this, even if they didn't, if all these kids just decided, forget it. I'm just going to plead guilty. That in and of itself, that process will take at least 2 years. We'll come back and talk about that. I got Goofy Bone in the building and Crappy Tires, and there's a bunch of folks on the line who don't have their hand up, and that's fine. If you want to join the conversation, just press number one, numero uno, and I'll let you on the horn. So, yeah, why don't I do this? Take a break. I'll come back, and we'll get into this, and then take more calls, hopefully, at 347-826-7667. I'll be right back after a quick break, and, of course, a word from our sponsor, Bay Area Rapid Transit. Be right back.
Get off BART, and you're there.
BART, punta ka doon.
BART, and you're there.
Agarra el BART, y estás ahí.
BART, and you're there.
BART, and you're there.
BART, and you're there.
BART, you're there.
BART, and you're there.
Bart, เราจะไปถึงหน้า Bart and we're there.
Par le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Hey Bart, you're there.
Bart and you are there.
Bart and you're there.
That's a good line.
I had a rough day, but that's life, it happens. Woke up on the dark side of my mattress. I guess I forgot to set my clock. Overslept, almost lost the job. Been to top it off, I'm kinda hungry. But can't eat till I find my money. It's in my wallet, but my wallet ain't in my pocket. Can't remember the last time I saw it. And they don't want me in a bad mood. Afraid that it'll spread and everyone will catch an attitude. They got them all singing the same tune. Thinking I should go and start a fire in the break room. Co-workers make me sick. And the manager really ain't shit. But I can't quit, so I'm hiding in the basement. Holding on to my face like fuck this place. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Hell no, I ain't going to school. The teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids mess with each other always, all day. Class warfare up and down the hallways. And if you ain't popular, nobody talks to you unless they mocking you. Not even the bus driver or the hall monitor. I might as well climb inside my locker, huh? It's a bad day, bad week, and a bad month. Don't nobody wanna trade with my bag lunch. Someday I'ma be so cool, but for now I got cheap shoes, so I keep losing. Girls give no love to a poor man. It's a prison, the clock is warden, and it won't get no better when I get home. So I listen to the voice in my headphones. It say, every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Can't dance with an upset stomach. The overdraft notices just kept coming. Somebody broke into the porch and stole a chair. Top of your head stopped growing hair. Broken glass, computer crash. The car won't start and the tires went flat. Dog got loose, brought back a dead cat. Daughter found it and had a panic attack. Plus you ain't had sex in how long? Afraid to admit that the fire's all gone. Better half is talking about separate. You wish you could take it back to yesterday. You're not alone, it's hard as hell. But don't waste no time feeling sorry for self. We'll be right here with you through your war. Cause you're the one that we make this music for. Now turn it up. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. Why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di rientro a 8-6 su un'area di costi.
Finish him!
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, motherfucking yeah. Vince in the Bay back with Crappy Tires and Goofy Bone. And we're going to talk a little bit about these anonymous kids that are going to be, seeing the judge. Judge, the Honorable Howard R. Lloyd, the U.S. Magistrate Judge, is going to say howdy doody to these kids tomorrow. And I'm quite familiar with Howard R. Lloyd because, well, hello? Yeah, what?
Yeah. Hello? What did you do on March 31st, 2009?
What did I do March? I'm sorry, what?
It says you hacked into the people of ethical treatment of animals.
Yeah, I hacked the animals.
I don't know. I'm reading your court case right now. I'm very confused.
Where? Send me the link, dude. Send me the link.
I can't send you a link because it's 8 cents a page. But it says that because
I can't.
One,
I would. You know, I just couldn't. I couldn't find my actual plea.
Are
so
you
I,
damaging
I,
it? A,
I did
a
damage
computer?
A protected computer. Yes, I damaged a protected computer.
That's what I'm looking
absolutely
at right now. You're,
yeah,
I cannot
and I was
download
looking at
your plea
agreement. The title and section. There's two of them. There's I'm trying to look up those right now because I don't have – all I have with me is the actual sentencing here, and it says damaging a protected computer.
I have this. I agree to the plead guilty to the sole count of the captioned information charging me with damaging a protected computer in violation of blah, blah, blah. I agree that the elements of the offense are as followed. I knowingly caused the transmission of a code, program, information, or command – blah, 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 and then it goes to your maximum prison sentence, your maximum fine.
Where is that? Send me that. That sounds
It's a PDF.
Familiar.
I'll put it somewhere for you.
Yeah, totally, dude.
Just give me a minute. I'll put it on one of my servers. I got it via the public access to information or whatever. U.S. court records.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says I had there's two of them. There's I guess it's 18 U.S. Section Code 1030, and there's two of them. There's A5A, and then there's CO4GI.
I don't know. I'll send it over in a minute here. I just got to load up the servers.
Oh, and there's a total rubric, too, that breaks down all the because what I did was I think it was the same thing. I think it was like 10 years $200,000 or something like that, and I ended up with a year probation and restitution of $1,400 for damaging
a
protected computer.
At the time?
No, I was not working at PETA at the time. No, I had unauthorized access to a database, and essentially I logged on to an FTP. And pulled down some HTML and video files. I didn't technically delete anything. I didn't steal anything. I just made life kind of inconvenient for the guy that had to re-upload the videos and the web pages. I didn't technically steal anything. And technically, really damage anything. I did do something nefarious. I admit to that. That's why I ultimately pleaded guilty, because I was guilty of something. I certainly can concede that, but I was never satisfied with the language of the plea that I submitted, because, like I said, the language just doesn't sort of fit the crime, especially, and I don't even think the punishment fits the crime.
They won't even let me view your plea deal on the, like, the plea, actual plea. It says you do not have permission to access this, which is really weird, because usually they're fine stealing my money to access it, but today they were, no.
No. There's a Reuters article. You can, have you seen the Reuters article?
No, I really only went to your Who Is for Vince's Vault, and then, you know, I went to Pacer and looked it up.
Yeah, here, there's a Reuters article that came out like a month or two ago, around the time that...
Or do you want me to post the links for you? DM on Twitter?
Sure, yeah. But this article came out in Reuters about a month or two ago, no, 2 months ago, right when LulzSec was making headlines, and there was this article that came out about the different range of sentencing that was going around for cyber criminals, and the article came out right around the time that I had finished up my case, and
which would have been on 5/31/2011.
Pretty much, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, right around there. The article came out, so maybe like a week later, 2 weeks later. I have to find it. Let me find it, the Reuters article. But
University USA. I love this. I love the 3D news. USA.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So everybody that's out there is listening, that's a citizen of the United States, thank you for fucking me in the ass. For me fucking the animals in the ass. My bad. Yes, I did a bad thing. I totally admit wrongdoing. I totally, I kind of feel like the punishment doesn't fit the crime, but it's okay. It is what it is.
On probation then?
I'm on probation for 1 year and I have to pay restitution. And lucky for me, my former employer that I was disgruntled with is just a nonprofit. So, you know, I didn't really cause any much damage because they don't have any commerce, because they don't make any money. They're a nonprofit. They just work on donations. So, you know, ultimately I got a slap on the wrist, you know, and when I think about it, I was, you know, hit with two charges, whatever, damaging a protected computer. They could have technically got me on like 500 because I technically damaged that one computer 500 times. You know, they could have argued that, but they didn't. They just look at it as one thing.
They give you a sole count.
Yeah, one count. Yeah. So, whatever. It's just weird how they could distort it, though. But ultimately, it's a white collar crime, and I think the judge saw that, and it was really a stupid thing to do, ultimately, and whatever. But now I'm a cyber criminal officially, and so I guess some lazy court reporter. I'm not a hacker, though. You know, I was just a disgruntled employee that still had a password. And because of that, this lazy court reporter for Reuters must have been working on a deadline and got sloppy and was looking for examples of...
Reuters is a horrible newspaper. It's a horrible resource.
It's, they attract, yeah, exactly,
a product because this guy was, I guess, on a deadline to blame someone for being the Kindle destroyer and offer all the spam on Kindle. Found my friend's product on a website, immediately said that his product destroyed Kindle. The next day, my friend was in 20 newspapers as the Kindle ruiner, the Kindle spammer, and I was like, dude, there's like 300 products that teach the exact same shit. Why did you target him? And his product wasn't even selling very well. Sold a ton of copies that day, though.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they just chose to pick on someone. So you said that it's not written the way that you thought it.
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever you have, just go ahead and read it and tell me how you feel about it.
This says that you DM'd.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me find the DM first. Hang on. I'll just check.
I deleted approximately 575 video and HTML files, including some files that I had previously worked on. I was well aware that I was not allowed to access PETA's server and purposely deleted the files because I was upset that I had been fired.
And what else? That's it?
Well, there's like something following an employment dispute. I'm just reading the facts about you. On January 5th, 2009, I started working at the PETA Foundation at its Los Angeles, California office. My job duties included blah, which is editing digital video files. When I was hired, I agreed in writing to use PETA's information for blah, 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 blah purposes. Following an employment dispute, PETA terminated me on February 13, 2009, but then retained my services. They retained your services as a contractor from February 18, 2009 to March 24, 2009 to facilitate the completion of certain ongoing projects. As a contractor, I worked offsite.
Doing it for the animals. I'm doing it for the animals, dude. I'm doing all this for the animals, dude.
I used the computer provided by PETA to download, edit, and upload videos that
for
I was
the animals,
working on.
Dude.
Had full access to an FTP, and they have to clarify file transfer protocol. Server located at PETA's offices in Norfolk, Virginia, which server was a protected computer under Interstate Commerce and Communication.
So if I wanted to challenge it, like these kids are challenging their PayPal thing, I would have had to go to Virginia, which was not going to be a problem. I have no problem going back to Virginia to challenging it. But that's how I ended up in that court that those kids are going to be in tomorrow, because I decided, I don't want to challenge it. You know, I ultimately
there was
I am
a transfer
guilty.
At the start, right? The first
they
file
transferred
I downloaded.
It to, they transferred it to this court out here because I decided I was going to plead guilty. That's what's fucked up is like, why could, you know, if I could plead guilty out here, why can't I plead innocent out here and have a more lenient judge? Because honestly, my counsel said that it was I'd probably get a better, more lenient ruling in the San Jose District Court than I would in the Virginia Court, because out there they would almost like treat me as some like militant like terrorist out there. And out here in the Bay Area they deal with like much more I guess high profile shit, and so like my case just was they're just like peanuts. I mean, it's not even a felony what I did. I'm not a convicted felon. It was a misdemeanor.
You pled guilty with no trial? It says in waived trial. I, Vincent the Bay, defendant, have been informed that a criminal information is pending against me in an above-designated case. I wish to plead guilty to the offense charged and consent to the disposition of the case in the Northern District of California, in which I reside, and to waive trial in the above-captioned district.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
You didn't even get a trial.
No, I didn't want a trial. That's what I'm saying is if I wanted a trial, I'd have to go out to Virginia and I'd be this slick, we got ourselves a California coming out here, huh? Oh, we got ourselves a Californian in here, huh? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You want to challenge the system here in Virginia? All right, come on, California boy. What do you got? Hell no, dude. It was my bad. I shouldn't have, you know, I was in the wrong. What blows me away is like instead of PETA, which does have a legal team, I worked with it. That was part of my job to work with their legal team as the video editor, managing editor. They could easily, you know, charge me, you know, with some sort of thing in a civil case, but they can't. But they can't because they farm out their dirty work to the FBI. All they do is just tip off the feds. They're going to get their restitution anyway. Why not have the feds do their dirty work? So. That's what PayPal does. That's what all
the why didn't they change their FTP password? What kind of
because they're idiots? I worked with them. They're so desperate for talent because nobody wants to work for the animals because they're a bunch of stuck up. I'm not going to get into my personal thoughts about
it. It was
PETA,
only a misdemeanor, though. I just read this.
It was a total. It's a misdemeanor. I'm not a convicted felon, by the way, which is ridiculous. It shouldn't be. Can you believe that being mentioned in an article with LulzSec? And I'm just like. A misdemeanor, not even a felony. It's ridiculous.
Would you like to read out your whole case? I have the whole case now. I just found it.
Don't you love the internet? All you need is a credit card, and you have full docs on me. It's not for real.
I had your full docs about a couple months ago, but anyway.
You know how many times I've been doxed on my show since I've been doing this? It's ridiculous. But the funny thing is that. All this shit happened before I even did my BTR show. I started my BTR show after I did all this, you know. That's what's funny is this whole time, and it's only it only came up recently on my show because of this stupid Reuters article. And this whole time, these folks have been listening to a goddamn cyber criminal preach the word of God to them. And they're just now figuring out that this whole time, this show has been, like I said, a show by criminals, about criminals, and for criminals. So if you're jelly or if you're mad, then just turn it off. Let's go to a call here. Block caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Nothing much, bro. Who are you and what's on your mind tonight?
Reefer, just making my weekly call.
Oh, it's Reefer. Oh, right on, Reefer. What's up, dude? I didn't recognize your voice. What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Shit. Not much. I mean, I was listening earlier. Some shit about how people should be like hiring hackers and shit. And I would hate to be hired because I've been down that road and I've done security consulting, and it is a fucking crapshoot. No matter what way you look at it, because you can't do shit. Like, they want you to test their security, but without actually testing their security, you know? Like, you have to fill out, like, reports and shit, and you gotta like, okay everything before you do it. And it pretty much takes all the fun out of it. So, personally, I'd rather do the same shit for free and run the risk of, like, getting raided or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, so, and I think that's mainly the reason why most, like, cyber criminals don't do it. Not because they want to fuck shit up, but more because they just want to do it to learn. They just want to do it because it's fun. They don't really have, like, the intention of fucking people over. And in my opinion, people who do have that intention of fucking people over, the people who, like, do shit like leak thousands of PayPal accounts and thousands of eBay accounts, like, I can't consider that, like, real legit hardcore hackers. I got to consider that as, you know, little kids. Just because that's...
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, even, like, leaking accounts is just ridiculous, especially money accounts.
Like, game accounts, that's one thing. But, like, when you're fucking with people's money, you're fucking with innocent people's livelihood.
Yeah.
Like, that's a different game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is me, in my case, I was lucky because I was just dealing with a nonprofit that had no really financial game at all. So there was no sort of commerce disrupted. But these kids, they, you know, you fuck with PayPal. I don't know what they did exactly, but if they did anything, of course, guilty until proven innocent. But let's say they did do, or somebody did do what they're alleging. If it's disrupting commerce, if, like you said, people's money is on the line, then yeah, dude, that's pretty dubious for sure. Let me take a call here. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead. I cut you off. What's up?
Oh, I was just saying, like, yeah, man, like I know guys who do nothing but, you know, just go around, look on people's databases, don't like fuck with anything. And they'll go do, like, they'll go to trials and shit, and they'll get charged with this and that. But, like, really, I think the people you should, like, that really fuck up and really give a bad name to hacking should be given some sort of legal recourse. That's not cool. It's the same as breaking into somebody's house and stealing their wallet.
Yeah. Let's take another call here. Area code 702, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's in the Bay, Bill Wagoner. How you doing?
Oh, motherfucking yeah. It's Bill Wagoner in the house. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Everything's going good. Great, actually. What's new with you? I hear talking a lot about cyber crime and whatnot. Interesting. Had no idea.
That's been the hot topic lately. A lot of these anonymous kids have been hanging out on my show as of recent, and it seems to have coincided with this big protest, this free speech rally, essentially, is what it's turned into. But there have been these protests every week at the BART stations down here. in San Francisco, and Anonymous has gotten involved in these protests. And since it's like local to me, and I've been sort of experiencing it firsthand, I've kind of gotten sucked up into the tailpipe of it, and sort of embraced it. It's been very interesting to interact with these kids. And they've outed me as one of them in some ways as a cyber criminal, and you being the of course the final boss of the internet, Bill Wagoner, you can sort of sympathize with a lot of these kids who were developing all these amazing tools on the internet that when they develop them, they're not illegal, but they're just so they put other people at such a disadvantage that they have to all of a sudden turn to legislation and such turn what they were doing that was previously not a crime into a crime. And that seems to be what the harsh reality that a lot of these young kids are finding out in real time. And what's interesting is some of these kids that are making these headlines, some of their friends are still out there on the internet, still, doing stuff and hanging out.
Well, let me tell you a story a little bit. Before 2004, see, people, history is being revisited big time. In 2004, before we had the CAN-SPAM Act of 2003, Virginia, I'm glad you didn't go to Virginia. I'm glad you did not go down there and stand trial or deal. Do not go to Virginia. Whatever you guys do, do ever take your case to Virginia. I'll tell you why. In 2003, 2004, when the CAN-SPAM Act was being passed and we were fighting up there in D.C. and against the federal government, Virginia is owned by America Online, Time Warner America Online. Very, 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 very extremely powerful state as far as controlling your freedom of speech. And the night before the CAN-SPAM law was passed, they passed a law. They had a law they had passed in Virginia that said that if you made any software at all that dealt with anything to do with sending or harvesting or looking or anything to do with email at all, that you could spend 15 to 30 years in prison just for creating software to send a piece of email. And that's what started the big, huge CAN-SPAM Act, going up there and fighting and saying, hey, no, look, this is bullshit. Sending an email to somebody 15 to 30 years in prison. And what they did is they arrested a guy, which I believe this guy should have been punished, but not like this. They arrested this guy, Jeremy James, for sending a million emails to America Online. And he was sentenced to 15 years in prison, yanked out of his different state, South Carolina. And he was, because the law had been passed before the federal legislation, this guy had to fight all the way to the Supreme Court to get it overturned. And that's what we're facing now. It's almost the same identical situation where the freedom of speech of people, it's the same thing. People can say spam, email, whatever, but communication is communication. And that's the problem, is that these companies, these people out there have no idea what they're talking about. You know, and I've got gentlemen that talked before about stopping hackers and those types of things. Don't give me that shit. I know if I was sitting there and I had the FBI's full attention and I had a whole team of computer experts to go out there and nail asshole hackers that were screwing people's lives over with, I would have your address, I'd have your name, I'd have you in prison in less than an hour. But the federal government and the people that run these things don't know shit. And these kids really don't know what's going on. They're just playing around on the computer like anybody else. But hacking and just playing are different. You know, PayPal accounts, now that's a totally different story. Phishing for people's passwords. Let me get some clarity when we say over the air. Lately, listen, somebody, I don't know if it's Anonymous or whoever it is, or Bill Wagoner crew or whatever they are going all over the internet right now and harassing the daylights out of people every single day. That is not me. People wake up, smell the coffee, look at the profiles on Facebook. I'm not that guy. But no, the government, they have no clue about these things. I mean, judges, attorneys, they have no idea about what to do with people. So they just throw these laws out there, and they're scary. You gotta wake up. Everybody needs to wake up. You like your Netflix? You like doing things on the internet? Well, they want the kill switch, and they'll get it if you let them. So you better be careful. You better wake up. There is no leadership out there. You know, you have these groups, ACLU, you have all these different people, SaveTheInternet.com, but there's no real leadership like there was then. At least we had a common cause going for the Can't Spam Act 2003, and we won. And I was the only person out there that actually said anything about these things. I took the hits. But let's be careful out there, and then stand up for your rights. Absolutely. God damn it. You have the right to do what you want to do on the Internet. You know, as long as you don't hurt anybody, what the hell's the problem? You know, you're just pissing off corporations is all you're doing. And as far as I'm concerned, Google and the big corporations can stick it up their ass. The less power, the better, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, the motherfucking final boss of the Internet, Bill Wagoner.
We have one for you.
What's that, Crappy?
Jackal Anon, Sexy Fox, Op Bart, and Uranon News all just tweeted that they were not kids. Just wanted to take that one out to you.
Oh, yeah. They're saying that
they,
I'm...
Who's
calling them kids?
They said, this is the exact tweet sent from four accounts, I guess. At Vince in the Bay, we are not kids. Op Vince in the Bay.
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Op VITV.
I'm fucked. I redact that.
I need to see what's going up.
You're not all kids. I wasn't implying that all anonymous.
Don't even tweet it seven times.
There are.
Oh, shit.
Okay, dude. I got to find some way to backtrack here. Dude, there are anonymous members who are kids. So I was just addressing the kids that were
members
anonymous, not saying that all of them were kids. That's what that
I meant. I think what Vince was saying. All the angry listeners is those kids who are, you know, kind of fucking around and stepping over the bounds, you know, like, hey, you gotta be careful. You gotta figure out the way of the interwebs.
Yeah, you know, like Lamaline dumping all the cops.
I'm talking from experience, folks. Yeah, that's what I'm saying is, like, I learned the hard way, and that's all I'm saying. But you know, it could have been worse though, and I don't know. I learned my lesson. I'm reformed now. But it's been educational. Now that I'm officially a cyber criminal, I've gotten to learn to accept and embrace my brethren, my fellow cyber criminals. And hey, you know, I'm sorry if your butt hurt because I called you a kid. Did Uranon News think that I was saying, or Jackal, did they infer that I was calling that person a kid?
I don't know exactly what they were inferring. I just know that, Anon plus Jackal, Anonymous underscore.
All right, I'm fucked. Yeah, there's an op Vince in the Bay. I'm fucked. That's it. It's bad enough. Like I said, it's bad. It's scary enough being friends with Anonymous. Because I got my account hacked already a couple of times. I've had my show taken down. And that's by people that like me. Dude, can you imagine if these people started hating me? Oh, my God, it'd be over.
Then something happened to me. They hated me for 5 minutes. And
yeah.
I was doxed and DDoSed. And
yeah, dude,
my dox was pretty sad. They didn't even have my address, which surprised me. I was okay with it. I mean, it was a nice compliment to me that they forgot my address, but, you know, it's all good.
There's another caller here. Let's take this call, too. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
VITB.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. It's Kyoto in the building. What's up, dude? You're on with...
Kyoto, man. What's up?
You're on with Crappy Tires, Goofy Bone, Reefer, Bill Wagoner, and now you, Kyoto.
Amazing. Kind of boss call in.
What's that?
So I had to do that. I heard the final boss call in, so I had to make an appearance, of course.
That's right, the final boss of the internet, Bill Wagoner.
Hey. What's up?
What's up, Bella? What's up? How you doing, man?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing incredible, man. I'm doing absolutely incredible. What's the story about this anonymous stuff? It's getting way blown out of proportion. They're no longer anonymous. Come on, guys in masks outside, come on. Anonymous is not, you know, the real Anonymous stays behind the scenes. They don't go out there and troll little RIP pages and Facebook every day. What happened to the day that they were going to bring down freaking Facebook? Come on, do some. If Anonymous is so badass, I dare you. Go take down Facebook if you're so bad. Let's see you do it.
Facebook dared them to today, too.
I dare you. Go ahead, Facebook. I mean, Anonymous, do it. You're so badass. Rock it.
Bill,
you know
mean,
what? The real Anonymous will do, and that's stupid.
Most of Anonymous didn't make the same threat, though, like the threat. I actually
exactly,
had
there's no leader. There's no leader to Anonymous. There's
I don't
no
know
leader
why
to Anonymous.
Everybody's going crazy about off Facebook today, but I had some guy from CBS email me today, and he was like, is Anonymous hacking Facebook? What's going on the 5th of November? And he was going crazy.
Look, man. Anonymous the real Anonymous is not going to come out on some radio show.
Yeah.
They're not going to come out anywhere. They're not going to talk about it. Real hackers aren't going to do that kind of stuff. That's why they're hackers. They're not looking for publicity.
Exactly.
They're not looking for fame. They're looking to kick some ass and just do some, you know, cool stuff. They're not going to go out there and, hey, it's CBS News. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to go and destroy Facebook today. Hey, we're going to go down and take Google out. And they don't do that shit. No.
This might be an excellent time to let folks know that Bill can be reached by email at newways103@gmail.com.
He doesn't know that.
newwagnerblog.com.
He doesn't know that. Just Google it.
But, you know, there's nothing more fun, Bill, than listening to you rape yourself on the internet. I love it. Whether it be internet radio or really any venue, terrestrial radio, it's what I live for, really.
Hey, man, yeah. We're cool, man. We're cool.
No, I don't even have to troll you anymore. You're trolling yourself. Listen to you. Have you listened to enough Vince to know the hammer that you're throwing down on your own ass right here, calling people out?
No, you know, because you know why? No, absolutely. No. Here's the reason
why. What was his website again?
No, because I'm bigger. I'll tell you why I'm bigger. The final boss
of the internet, for God's sake.
The reason why I'm bigger is because if the real truth wanted to be told is that if I wanted to, I could point the guns and go bang, 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 and take down this whole network in 10 seconds and no one could do a goddamn thing about it. But that's the difference between me and a little pussy hacker. I don't do stuff like that. And that's the reason why I've never been convicted of anything, never been sued or any of that stuff, because I'm not a dumb shit that goes out there and does stupid things. I'm responsible with what I do. And if you get on my bad side and really fuck with me, I will destroy you. It's that simple.
Dude, I miss Jay Mackin. Jay Mackin in the building. Jay Mackin, you got to call in, dude. I haven't heard you in a while, bro. Call in and promote your show, man. At least troll me, whatever. Give me something, bro. It's been a while. Jay Mackin in the building. Oh, motherfucking yeah.
Wow. This is radio gold, Vince, I got to say. Oh, you know, I was going to point out to people as well, you know, it's part of the constitutional standard of American criminal law that you must be tried by a jury of your peers in the place where you perform the crime. So that's why you would have to go to Northern Virginia, right? So
No. Where I performed the crime was technically in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, there was servers located in Los Angeles.
But the computer that I damaged, the protected computer that I damaged, was in Virginia. So I guess that's the reasoning.
That's where the crime took place. Yeah. That's the more exact language. You know,
yeah, that's what they do on the internet. They were the place. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. You know, like that, how they could get somebody in Virginia, you know, and you're in San Francisco, they charge you in Virginia for doing something that you had enough, just because you hit their servers and went through their servers or used America Online's account. And so therefore you're a bad guy, or wherever BTR servers are located, you're on BTR, so you committed a crime on these servers, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Shut up. These guys are idiots. So, you know, it's just same old song and dance, you know, history repeating itself. I mean, it's all it is, you know, but at least people are waking up to it. I mean, look, Obama, the people out there at least are, you know, coming to fruition. I'm learning about what these things actually are. You know, I mean, back 10 years ago, I mean, Jesus, nobody knew about this stuff, and I was dealing with it. So, you know, anyway, there you go. You have nothing to worry about, Vince. These guys aren't going to do nothing to you. Let's see if they can attack Adobe freaking Photoshop type shit, you know, Adobe Flash. What if they do? It makes them hackers? I don't think so.
So, at the risk of sounding ignorant, who the fuck's Bill Wagner?
If it's Bill Wagner, why don't you look it up, buddy? The guy that gave me the reasoning to be able to speak freely on the internet, asshole, that's who.
Okie doke.
You fucking feel me, ass?
I'm not saying like anything mean. I'm just like, I don't know who Bill Wagner is.
My bad. My bad.
There's a lot of
Bill Wagner is a guy that spoke for everybody and said, hey, you know what? Not everybody's a criminal on the internet. Not everybody's a penis pill pushing, scam artist piece of shit. That's who Bill Wagner is.
What
Bill
about Climax Cream?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
that's what it
different.
Is. Yeah,
that
I gotta give you credit.
They sell it at Walmart. They sell it at Walmart.
Yeah, so I got some. Like, I got some like respect for you then there.
Thanks, brother.
I just don't know.
I had to take the hits all over the place, man. I mean, still do. And you know, and King, who the hell's doing all this crap below the internet right now? Putting up all these RIP pages. What's so funny about hitting up somebody's RIP page, RIP page? What's the deal? How gay is that? That's not trolling. That's just being gay.
Well, one, let me be clear. That's not anonymous, as you term it, right? So that's,
well, I don't know
not
who it
anonymous
is.
Anonymous doing that. Yeah, I mean, you know exactly who's doing it.
Well, I don't, actually. I don't, because the guys that
trolls.
I that are...
Trolls. This is trolls trolling trolls.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Trolls,
I mean, shouldn't...
It's a troll apocalypse, dude.
It's like, you know, these guys.
That's why I'm here, bro. I'm here to help unite all the troll nations, so you can take them and ride into the sunset here, on your chariot, Bill. This is the fucking.
That's cool, brother.
Yeah, man. This is internet domination 101, dude. You got to keep preaching to these kids. They haven't experienced the final boss in action, man. It's been a long time since you've been on the BTR airwaves, dude.
You know, censorship's everywhere. It is, and you know that, King. It's coming down. They're wanting every day to do something new, something damaging to everybody's freedom of speech. It's now on the internet more than ever. More than ever. It's coming down, and we have to be ready. And I appreciate people out there speaking up and doing things. But, you know, and, you know, I can understand, this whole thing on Facebook. I understand that someone would get the idea to troll a RIP page, because Facebook's so goddamn lazy and corporate. They wanted to make money off everybody. Did you know that Facebook now, lets people buy gambling, pornography type ads, those types of things on their site? You know that? So they're no better than anybody else. Either is Google. All these, socialist Mark Zuckerberg, oh, I'm so good and I'm so glorious, and all free internet world bullshit. Oh, it's all about the money. But guess what? We got the cannons. He doesn't. Huh. So, that's why I've been on the airwaves, guys, because I've been working hard as hell. You can tell by my voice. I'm, you know, just tired, working hard, ready to take over and get back in front of the camera and kick some serious ass. So it's going to be fun. And it is going to be fun. And King, you need to contact me, buddy, offline.
Yeah?
Yeah. Got a lot of things going on. It's going to be a good deal, good year. What's happening, man? You can tell my voice, I'm tired and working my ass to the bone, buddy. Learned everything. So you boys out there, you kids, listen, I'm still here. Did it once, did it. I'll do it again. I'm doing it again. You know, before you guys don't remember, you know, you don't remember what happened in the early 2000s where they were trying to destroy your way of life, your freedom of speech. They wanted it then, they want it now. So keep fighting. I'm not encouraging you to hack, but I'm encouraging you to stand up to these pieces of shit out there, these people that steal your information every day, that love to destroy you, your life, your family, your... You know, the internet is the new frontier. Will be. Let's keep it that way. Free for everybody. Anyone makes some money doing it, do it. But, you know, just don't hurt anybody out there while you do it. But stand up to these corporate coons, these bastards, these Googles, these Bings, these Gmails. stand up and shout, man. You know, get out there and say something. Because when I did, no one was at my side. Nobody was there by me. I was the only guy sitting there getting screamed and yelled at and cussed at and thrown things at. And, oh, yeah, big bad Bill Spam King. He's a bad evil, you know, whatever. Somebody compare me to being more hated than Saddam Hussein, for Christ's sake. What the hell is that all about? Come on, give me a break.
There.
Yeah, Jesus. Get him insults at Saddam Hussein. Yeah, right.
And he's all dead
he
now,
ever
bro.
Tried to do is insult. What's that, brother?
He's dead now.
I know he's dead now, so who am I going to be compared to now, right?
Do you ever worry about your safety?
You know, I do. Absolutely, I do. Yes, I do. Absolutely, I do. I did. Absolutely. You know, I get these, you know, threats. I get calls. I get, I know people out there that certain individuals that would love to see me pass out and go bye-bye. But it's not the anonymous. It's not the trolls of the world. It's not that type of thing. I know the corporate goons want me gone. They always have. They always will. They don't want, they don't like guys like me. They want, no, a scammer is not a spammer. They're, I mean, I'm not a spammer, scammer there, crappy tires.
No, but no. When I search my name.
Oh, okay. But the thing is no, you know, I do fear sometimes. I do. I really do because I know the corporate goons don't like me. They want to shut me up. They wanted to for a long time. They want to stop your progress. They want to be able to make it so where you cannot do any type of commerce at all on the internet. They want to calm yourself down. They want to calm your speech, destroy your freedom of speech. They do not want, you know, there's laws coming out right now where they're trying to censor the simple fact of having your own website up. You know, the BillWagonerBlog.com, by the way, King, is, you know, I have to just do it right, make it right. I'm not a web designer by any means, but no. The thing is that I'm doing is I'm exposing certain groups of people that profiteer off the innocent and the weak on the internet. People that are new, people that just get on the internet. I mean, how many people a day do you think get on the internet? Hundreds of thousands, and they have no idea of the dangers they put themselves in every single day. And no, I'm not a spammer, Mary Mad. If I was a spammer, I'd be
in
prison.
He's asking me. He's asking me. Crappy tires.
Yeah, sorry, it's late. Well, we're not spammer. Crappy's not a spammer. If he was, he would be in jail. Okay, we cleared that up about 5 years, 6 years ago. All right, spam, you go to prison. Emailing is nothing to do with spam. Okay. Look it up. It's a dictionary.
I know the Can-Spam Act like the back of my ass.
You go, brother.
So, it's insane. The FTC is insane, too, because I have to deal with them every day.
Yeah, you have to, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know, how far do you go with the Can-Spam Act? Because, I mean, you don't really have to follow.
Or have unsubscribe links, addresses, unsubscribe mechanisms, I have to send targeted emails to each list. I can't send a make money email to a dating list. All this other crap.
Well, you know, the only thing you have to worry about with the Can-Spam Act is it's very simple. You know, you have an opt-out link. You identify where that email is coming from. You don't send out email through somebody's hacked account. You don't hack other people's mail servers. You don't do those types of things. If you don't do those types of things, you can say and do whatever you want. You know, did you know also politicians, by the way? You know, politicians, along with charities, can send out email from hacked accounts all day long, and they're exempt from the law. Yeah, you never knew that, huh? Everybody out there? If you have a charity, or if you're a politician, I can steal your email account and send out as many billions and billions of emails through your hacked accounts. That's in the Can-Spam law. They exempted themselves. So that's why you have Barack Obama as your president right now, because he used deceptive means on the internet via spam, via the internet period, to get elected. If anybody doesn't know that, need to look it up. The Obama girl, this, that, the other thing, all these scumbag affiliate companies out there that just hire anybody to do anything. Well, Barack Obama used every single one of them. Now, the problem is, who the hell is going to get as a new president? Who do you think, King? Who do you like?
Who do I like?
Yeah. Ron Paul's all right.
What's that?
Ron Paul's all right.
If I were going to vote Republican, I would probably vote for Ron Paul, yeah. I mean, there's certain of his social positions that I don't care for, but, I honestly think that he's, I honestly think that he actually speaks truth to power, which is more than, virtually anyone else does. I mean, I don't always agree with the truth that he's, as he sees it, but I do appreciate the exercise in democracy. But in all likelihood, if I vote, which is like about a 0% possibility because I don't want to put my private information on the public voter file, but I would vote for Obama, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that's something people may not know as well, right? All voter files are available from all 50 states, right? So if you... Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You can buy the voter file for most states for like $15 on a disc.
Well, man, so send me that disc. We're gonna buy those.
Secretary of State. All voter files are held by the Secretary of State of individual states. Now, one of the things that under the Bush administration toward this national ID that he pushed so hard and in his past. Into law is supposed to, I think 2012 or something is when this, or 2009, they're supposed to do the first phase in. But anyway, they, as part of the national ID, they want to consolidate all voter files to a central federal, which has its own set of complexities and problems and certainly won't work.
I'm wondering, what do you think about, Rick Perry? You think he could do a good job? Do you think he's full of crap?
Think he's a fucking imbecile. I think if he and George W. Bush
me of each other. Don't they kind of remind you of each other?
Yeah, they do, and that scares the fuck out of me because W. was an idiot. He fucked us in every way possible. Every bit of financial pain that we feel today, we should go in we should shit in a box every time.
I think we just show them and mail it to every single one of them.
Everyone
out, man.
Should. That's
well,
what
everybody
should
throw all of them out of office, brother. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And who Jack AJ Mack and go blow yourself, buddy boy.
They're a bunch of fucking scoundrels. They're all scoundrels, Bill. They're all
absolutely,
scoundrels.
You know they absolutely are.
Fuck,
I can't wait for the day till I'm old enough I'm relaxed enough to where I can just run for office. I think it's gonna be very fun, man.
You're running for president in 2016, right?
Hell yes, man. By that time, I should, man. Everything. We're talking billions. I've discovered ways on the internet. That's why we need to protect and preserve the internet, everyone. You don't understand. People don't understand that there's money out there for everybody. It doesn't have to be one person. You know, you need to watch these Googles, these scumbags out there. I mean, look at BTR. Look at the BTR screen right now. Look at how many advertisements artists. People bitch about spam all day long about, what I get in my email.
Like,
well, what about on your screen right now? There's so much shit on here. And I don't even know what to look at, what this crap's all about. Look, you need to protect the internet. Everybody needs to protect the internet. It's your last bastion of freedom of speech. You can make money or just read and learn. You know, you can't even search Google anymore without getting these goddamn advertisements. You know
wait
what I'm saying?
Wait a second. I advertise on all these websites, but they got a couple questions for you in the chat. Bill, do you even know anything about Anonymous? This comes from Motormouth News.
All thing I know about Anonymous is that some people claim to be Anonymous, and they put those V masks on and harass the shit out of me. But you know what? Hey, that's the only thing I know.
Okay.
I mean, if that's not
man,
them,
you make
and
friends
they, you know,
wherever you go, huh?
Hey, you know what? Actually, you know what? It's true. And guess what, King? VIP,
what's
baby. Next time you come down here. Brand new club in Las Vegas, stripper galore, Sonny, and me and you. Oh, yeah, backstage VIP, brother. I got the hookup now, so. New place, brand new.
You got a line on some good coke?
No, I'm not mad, you ain't that news. What's that?
You got a line on some good coke?
I don't know about cocaine, but I'm sure you can find some if you want. I don't do cocaine.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we're going to
the girls,
coke.
Girls, baby. VIP style, for real. It's a new club. It's just lined up here in Las Vegas and going to be down there next week. So if you want to come down.
And then do I finally get my shot at, on One Kick Nick's Octagon at the at the Bill Wagner $1,000 King Challenge?
Hey, you know what? I'll be right back. I got to check something. Hold on.
Okay. For those who don't know, Bill made a challenge on his show at one point that anyone who wanted to could come to Vegas and fight him in the Octagon, and if you could knock him out within the first 3 minutes, then he would give you $1,000.
No, I'm down.
Exactly. But see, I've never been able to. I want that $1,000, and I want Wagner's ponytail, which one day I will have. I'm going to have a fine mahogany display case built for it with a little LED spot, and I'm going to mount it in there. Is Vince still here?
That,
are we on the radio?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just,
in the bay.
I'm just having a little snack.
The fucking wagon, baby.
I've been invaded. Drunk Kishu. This is Kishu's last night in the bay, and she just invaded the studio. She's drunk as hell.
Really, Kishu drunk?
Yeah, you want here? Let me put her on the mic. Hang on a second.
Hell yeah.
This is unfortunately my last night in the bay. Yes, and of course I'm drunk as always. And I miss you all, and it'll be good, though. When I get back home, I can, like, start regularly co-hosting again, and we'll be out drunk every night, of course, so you'll get regular Kishu back again. But I know you all love Drunk Kishu, because Drunk Kishu is bloody Kishu. And drunkenly leaks vagina pictures on Twitter, which Kyoto loves. And so does Bill Wagner. Bill Wagner, when are you going to buy me some fucking shoes? You promised me a fucking pair of shoes, motherfucker.
He's just like fucking Bill. He's just like, dude, I'm hanging up.
Later. Fuck this bitch. I love you guys. Take your show back.
The lovely, the talented Kishu, everybody.
Bill, you mad?
The lovely and elegant.
The lovely and elegant.
The Wagner crew for life, baby. BWC and this bitch.
So ladylike. A standard for all women.
Good times, everybody. All right, hey, let's take a little break. We got the final boss of the internet, Bill Wagner, Reefer, Kyoto, Goofy Bone. Did you pass out, Goofy? Are you still here? Goofy. All right, Goofy's passed out. And Crappy Tires is here. And I meant to play this last night, and it got cut off towards the end. But so I'm going to play it in its entirety now. Crappy was talking about Topiary last night, and we kind of squeezed it in at the end because it was such a great fucking discussion with Christoph and everything. But I think this song is cute. I don't care what anybody else thinks of it. So we're going to take a break. And here, enjoy this little tunage that somebody sent me off the interwebs.
Free topiary and Mamiya Abu Jamal. Free topiary and Bradley Manning as well. Garden Slayer gets up in the morning, but he doesn't get dressed. Babylon came to Shetland with his IP address. He built the biggest botnet in the West. And now 5 counts of computer misuse, he's under arrest. You click on that thing that says sanctified by the user, but you and the five, you're gonna be the losers. Topiary now owns all of your computers, and Infragrand chapter sites and all of their routers, and the root directory of Saanich.gov. But he's not a terrorist, he did it for love. A YouTube video got 1 million views in just a few hours. Topiary, they're with you. We are with you, Topiary, all the way. We'll get you out of your mom's gut one day. All he's got is
is mum's old hi-fi. Can't even get on the local Wi-Fi. The public are told he's enemy number one, cause he reported the death of Murdoch on the front of the Sun. In Egypt, he's known as the king of spam. So this is for you, Topiary, my man. Free Topiary and Mafia Abu Jamal. Free Topiary and Bradley Manning as well. Free Topiary and Mamiya Abu Jamal. Free Topiary and Ryan Cleary, Bradley Manning as well. Hillary Clinton said that several thousand diplomats are gonna wake up and have a heart attack when they find classified foreign policy is available in searchable format to the public, totally readable. You can't hide this stuff from computer users. Don't make out that Topiary is the abuser. And Neuron and Tiflo and Kayla and Sabu. And isn't that funny news? International got hacked to 20 calls a second to the FBI. It's a crime in the eyes of you and I. In bringing down PayPal, I don't agree, but I still don't like their transaction fee. God doesn't hate homosexuality. God hates Shirley Phelps Roper, not LGBT. So free Topiary and Mumia Abu Jamal. Free Topiary and Bradley Manning as well. Free Topiary and Mumia Abu Jamal. Free Topiary, Lance Moore, Ryan Cleary, Bradley Manning as well. Now you might ask why this guy should be free when all he wants to do is crash your PC and be a threat to society. 100 gigabyte hard drive with 16 virtual machines and email addresses and passwords from Sony. When the boy came from Shetland with just a computer, being a threat to the legitimate user. But the internet is not like the street. You can't use violence like the police. You can lock people up, but that don't mean that intelligent data should not be seen. Now, all Facebook's gone worldwide and the government ain't got no place to hide. It started in 93 with the Skygram pages. Now the government started locking up teenagers, teenage rioters and teenage looters, homosexual teenagers with computers who sent denial service attacks up the government's rectum. It started in 1983 with the TEDx Spectrum. Now 17-year-olds are in the Joint Wide World Intelligence Communication System. Walk right up to Leon Panetta and diss him. Play the theme from Love Boat if you want. You can lock one up but we'll never get caught. One in four computers in the UK is controlled via standard-based networks such as IRC and HTTP. But your antivirus ain't worth shit when the bot had emailed you and you click on it. A network of compromised hosts acting as proxies. Your PCs are now topiaries in boxes. Config has a capacity of 10 billion spam a day, and which machines those are coming from, it ain't hard to say. I'm telling you this, but you don't know what it means. You're watching this on your computer screens, but spammers are already in your machines and your hard drives, they are far from clean. And Topiary lives under curfew, he'll never hear this unless someone smuggles him in a satellite dish. Now they're chasing hackers in each country daily. They broke down the door of Lorelei Bailey, and that's what you get if you chat to Lultec online. Computer misuse act is misused all the time, asking why the government failed. Free Bradley Manning, but don't send him back to Wales. Free Topiary and Mamiya Abu Jamal. Free Topiary and Bradley Manning as well. Free Topiary and Mamiya Abu Jamal. Free Topiary and Bradley Manning as well. If you had free reign over classified networks for long periods of time and saw awful things that belonged in the public domain and not in a server in Washington, D.C., what would you do? Would you release them like me? Let's just say someone I know intimately well has been penetrating classified networks, mining data not to sell, and been transferring that data onto a network computer, compressing it, encrypting it, and uploading it to another user. Mendax,
Julian Assange, sharing information and hacking into the Pentagon USA F7th command about extrajudicial killings in Kenya, toxic waste dumping in the Cote d'Ivoire, Church of Scientology manuals and challenging secrecy regulations wherever they are. We counterintelligence inattentive signal analysis. Bradley Manning's gonna get more than a dishonorable discharge with loss of pay and allowances. Detention at Marine Base Corps Quantico. Solitary confinement mistreated, not even allowed clothes. Glasses taken away, standing in chains, forced to be naked for 18 hours a day. Respect to my man Moses who inspired the track. You can see it on YouTube, there's no need to hack. It's about 8 minutes and some seconds, laughing at security since 2011. I'm not a hacker, I don't pretend to know HTTP, I just want to send a message of support to my hacker friends. I don't wear one of them vendetta masks. I don't make denial of service attacks. I have no politics, no political party. I have no government, no country. My dotted quad is 94175993. But YouTube now owns this video and they ain't gonna pay me. It's their advertisers that are paying for hits. The YouTube advertisers paying for the chips. So maybe one day we'll have to hack them and you'll never see this song again. So we're gonna free Topia Reed, just like you're gonna free my man Mamiya Abu Jamal. Free Topia Reed and Bradley Manning as well. Free Topia Reed, just like you're gonna free Mamiya Abu Jamal. Free Topia Reed and Bradley Manning as well.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV. Acco lui. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarray me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Entro 86, un segnale in
Bancotti. Finish him!
Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace. Victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, motherfucking Jaya. Hello, test 1-2. 1-2, is this thing on? Hello, check. Okay, good. Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. Back here. Crappy Tires, you're still with me, right?
Crappy tires
in the building. Good, good, good. Crappy's here. Before I get back to all the callers, I want to give a shout out to all the people tweeting me. I got bombarded by We Are Not Kids on Twitter. My God, I will never refer to you kids as kids ever again. Because I got hit pretty hard. Uranon News tweeted it, and then Uranon Music. Sexy. I'm just going to give a shout out to all the people that tweeted me during the show. Goofy Bone, Crappy Tires, Uranon News, Uranon Music, Sexy Fox, Anon Plus, Jackal Anon, Anonymous EDU, Op Bart, Ghost Medic, Wendigo. Unibash Radio, that's Jay Mackin in the building, who has his own radio show as well. You should check it out. It's called Cascadia FM. And I wish he would have called in, but it looks like he signed off. Must be past his bedtime, or maybe it's his fap time. I don't know what the deal is with that dude, but he's cool. He does a good show. Who else do we have here? Anonymous Agent 1. Shouts out to Anonymous Agent 1. Ghost Medic. Ghost Pickles, Not Me, okay, Another Pilot Down, Anon Sicko, Lulz Turtle, Animal Farm, and who else, 100PZ, Slick Thief, and that's it. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, I'll give you a shout out. Twitter.com/VinceTheBay, and I also got a ton of people in the chat room still. That's awesome. Big ups to Aggie Mom, is that what that says? I don't know, something Mom, Anon Sicko, Anonymous Zeke, Crappy Tires, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, HME Radio, Kishu, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Prison Reform Movement, Reefer, Shagme, The American Dad, a.k.a. Bill Wagoner, a.k.a. the final boss of the internet. Thank you, Bill, for calling in. Bill, of course, was with us earlier. He dropped off during that break. Thanks, Bill Wagoner. Big shout out to you for coming through, man. That was it's always a pleasure and honor to have the final boss of the internet grace these airwaves on BTR. It used to be a regular occurrence here, and you know, it's not so much, so it's quite a treat to have him here. Also, the Arachnid is in the building, Wendigo, and Uranon News. And shouts out to Uranon News for establishing an IRC chat as well for Vince of the Bay, which is, I guess, where they launched their little operation where they spammed me on Twitter for calling them kids. Whatever, I guess that serves me right. 100PZ, I see you. Yeah, on Twitter, yeah. Shouts out to 100PZ on Twitter. And, yeah, let's do this. Who else do we have? Okay, so I have Crappy with me. Goofy, are you still here, Goofy Bone? Goofy.
Yeah, Vince, I'm here. I just passed out. I'm fucking so hot right now. I'm fucking hot. I just passed out. I'm sorry, Vince. That music woke me up, whatever the fuck that was.
Oh, that was James Brown.
Oh, okay. I'm just here. I'm listening. Don't even trip.
James Brown mashed up with Elvis. James Brown mashed up with Elvis.
I heard the boss was on here, but I didn't want to talk to him.
And mashed up with, the final boss is here, Bill Wagoner. You totally slept through that, dude. I can't believe you missed Bill Wagoner.
I was sleeping through it, too. Or at least attempting.
Well, it's past your bedtime, Crappy. You should have been sleeping.
It's 2:48 a.m. here. Did you know that? 2:48 a.m.
My clock's always wrong. I don't know what fucking time it is.
Oh, it's getting late.
It's fucking, I don't know what fucking time it is.
It's Miller time.
Yeah, I guess
what time is
it's
it?
Miller time somewhere. I don't even know if it's day yet. Might be.
John Brand wants you to choke on your own vomit, Goofy Bone.
Oh, John Brand in the building. Oh, who invited John Brand, goddammit?
I'll beat the shit out of John Brand.
Oh, my God. Oh, just for that, John Brand gets muted. 2 minutes in the penalty box for being John Brand. 2 minutes for being John Brand. John Brand is one of the ultimate haters on BTR, and usually I have to preemptively mute him. Just think of me as the Bart Police, all right? You have now entered the fair gates, John Brand, and you are censored. Let's go to I want one more shout out on Twitter. Motormouth News says what's up, and no kids here except Bill Fagener. He called you Bill Fagener. Are you going to take that, Bill? Motormouth News is calling you Bill Fagener. What the hell? Oh, Bill's back, by the way. Bill's back. What's up, Bill? You're on.
Oh, I sent a $20,000 phone call there. How about that, Mr. Want to call me Fagener? Let me ask you a question here to the people of the haters of the world. Who can make $20,000 in a night's work? And then you'd call me a Fagener. Fuck you, douche, rag, hater, wannabe player. Yeah, baby. 20 G's in a night. What do you think about that one, huh? Who are you talking to?
Final ball.
That's right. That's what it's all about, buddy. Making it rocks. 20 G's in a night's work for just doing normal, average, ordinary American things.
Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
And I must speak to you. Very important to speak
to you. I can barely hear you, sweetheart.
Bill, I have to tell you that, you know, you started me off on all this shit. Trolling in your fucking name and fucking destroying your life.
My life isn't destroyed.
It's a wonderful life. I'm not going to lie. And you swore you would buy me shoes in L.A., and you never
did. Well, you've never seen it.
So, can you bring your $20,000 a day and fucking be my sugar daddy? Because I will fucking, I will be good to you, baby, but you got to show me, you know. Like,
well,
I'm fucking shit. And that's why people trolling your name, and that's why the bull fucking...
I'll tell you what.
We fucking owned you so many fucking times.
No, you didn't.
You come to the internet once every fucking time.
No one ever owned me. Give me a break.
So show me your fucking $20,000 a month.
No, sweetie.
Tell you what.
Listen. Hey. Yo.
Bill Wagner truth for life, fucking destroying your life for fucking life. You know, we troll, and we fucking troll fucking the most disgusting pedos in the world. Love it. You'll fucking love it, Bill, because we owned you. Ha, leave the internet, faggot. We owned you. You do not make $20,000 a fucking month. Fucking come to Arizona and fucking prove it to me. Until then, you're a fucking faggot piece of shit, and we owned you. And the BWC fucking wins. Fuck you, Bill Wagner.
Go to fucking stupid-ass Arizona with a bunch of redneck retards. I don't think so. Okay? Number one. Number two is that you couldn't get to... You gave up your children, sweetie. You gave up your kids to your grandparents. You live in a fucking trailer. So I don't care if they're $2,000 pair of shoes or they're fucking $10,000 pair of shoes, but they're not going to make your fucking stretch marks go away, okay?
Holy shit.
So whoop, there you go.
Holy shit.
How you like that, Debbie Gable?
Hey, Bill
Wagner,
this is Goofy
Phone.
I just want to say hello to you, sir.
Hey.
Brother. Air, Bill.
You've never taken my show off the internet. You've never done shit to me. You just think you do. I just go down because I'm busy. I make money, baby. Don't you understand? I got a family. You gave your family up.
Fucking pair of shoes.
You walked away from your family there, baby. You gave your freaking kids to your grandparents because you're a fucking welfare stamp fucking taking chick. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like you stuck up the economy. You cost me money.
And you're just jealous
money.
Because
you're not American.
Because you have two kids that fucking
will
take them. So you can enjoy your fucking $20,000 a month. Oh.
Yeah, right. I saw you picture you driving a little Hyundai. I get it. Come on. Your grandparents buy you that too? Come on, Kishu. Tell the truth, sweetheart.
Yeah, of course.
I can
I'm
see those little stretch marks happening down on that thing, those pictures you sent me. Come on. Stretch mark city, baby. Hey, it isn't my fault you're 19.
All good, baby. It's all good. I am beautiful, and I fucking
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because a beautiful lady would never speak the way you do.
Okay, I can
I know beautiful women. You want to meet beautiful women, I'll show you beautiful women. Come on down to Las Vegas, baby. I'll show you beautiful women strippers and make you look. I'll take you to the shittiest strip club in Las Vegas, and they make you look like a queen. Let me make them. Yeah, right, sir. Good-looking women.
You have a beautiful
voice. You're ugly.
Your voice
okay?
Is not going to lie.
Nasty.
Voice.
Okay, you're nasty. You crack. Your grandparents own your children.
That's all you have.
Okay, we know that.
God
bless America.
When you need
a whore like you.
Fucking, I hate fucking
Smoke some more crack, baby girl. Smoke some more crack.
Fucking, where's Dick Burns when you need him, you know?
Dick Burns is on my side. He loves me. He banged you. Smacked your ass. I heard all about it. Got the recording. Heard it.
You're just jelly, baby. You're just jelly.
Yeah, I am jelly. I am jelly and I'm smooth. And the girls like it, and they dig it. And I'll be buying you no 2K.
Show me that
20K. Yeah, yeah. What's up? I'm sorry. I'm back. What I missed? What I missed? I just got back. What happened? What happened? I'm back. What's up?
Holy shit!
There's some definite love in the bay tonight.
Wow.
Play off with some anger fist tonight. That was.
Oh, that's it. Going out with a bang here. Going out with a bang, Kishu.
Holy shit.
Bringing Kishu and Bill bringing the heat there. Thank you, kids. I appreciate that.
Oh my god.
This is like 5 minutes of just anger. Unintelligible.
If everybody would just listen to me and listen to Celeste and stop hating in the bay.
Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
Stop hating in the bay, dude. Seriously, it's all
goofy.
Well,
send me like a link to your fucking CD and
can you play that song Stop Hating in the Bay right now? It's in the bay.
What do you want me to send you? A link?
Yeah, send me like some sort of
link. Stop Hating in the Bay.
And I'll like steal it and it'll all be good.
I don't think that song.
Or okay, I don't know.
Stop Hating in the Bay.
Why you say my grandma's gay? Stop hating in the bay.
Hey, where's the boss? Where's the great Bill Wagner?
He's here.
Hey, I'm right here. God bless America.
Hey, God bless you, Bill Wagner. God bless
hey, Debbie Daly.
In the name of Bill Wagner. As
Amen.
As you know that, sir.
Amen, brother. And hey, no, Debbie the Skank Daly never sued me. She couldn't afford to sue me.
Why do you bring up that old bitch's name?
She's in the chat right now talking, saying she's suing me. Go ahead,
oh,
baby.
Oh, really?
Sue me under a pseudonym.
Here we go.
Debbie, I'm a hoe. Oh, Debbie, I got some stretch marks on my face.
Oh, man.
How did that one happen? I don't know, dear Vic.
Oh man!
All right, that's about enough of that. We're gonna get the fuck out of here. Thank God the show is pretty much over. I'm gonna go around the horn one more time, really quick here. Crappy Tires, right, Crappy Tires is playing like some death metal. You know, fuck you, Crappy Tires. Goofy Bone, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say, everybody, have a great night, and shout out to Bill Wagner. We still fuck hoes in the name of Bill Wagner. Remember that, people. And much love, Vince.
Right on, man. Thanks for coming out, Goofy Bone. Reefer, final thoughts before we adjourn here. What's up?
Fuck. Where do I begin? I got to ask. Like, I only come on the show every, like, once a week and shit. So, like, is it always this fucking crazy?
More or less, different character, revolving door of characters, but every once in a while, yeah, it gets out of hand. It turns into audio spaghetti at the end of the show there. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So, Goofy.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's it. Kyoto, final thoughts. We got to go. What's up?
That's why they call him the final boss, folks.
There it is, Kyoto. Succinct brevity is the key. Bill Wagner, thank you for coming through. I appreciate it, and you're welcome back anytime, bro.
Hey, thank you very much, Vince, and God bless America, and hope everybody out there has a good night, and make some money tomorrow, and then I'll just go do your thing, rock and roll.
There you go. The final boss of the internet. That's it, folks. Thanks for coming out. I'm Vincent the Bay. Shouts out to everybody who's been hitting me up on Twitter during the show. Ghost Medic and Lowell's Turtle and Motormouth News and Sick Thief, Anonymous Agent 1. Let's see, in the chat room, the people have stuck around. Sicko, Anon Sicko, Anonymous Zeke, Crappy Tires, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, HME Radio, John Brand, Kishu, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Prison Reform Movement, Reefer, Shagme, The American Dad, The Arachnid, Wendigo, and Yoronon News. Big shout out to the Yoronon News. And that's it, kids. I'm going to pack it up and get out of here. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. And stop hating in the Bay, so, as they say, Selassie.
Let's stop hating in the bank. Oh, here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bank. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bank. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. It's 100,000 rappers in the bank. Everybody tight in their own special way. How you ever gonna hear what they gotta say? If you don't pop them in the deck and press play. Give someone a chance if you want to get it back. Number one golden rule from the days of way back. Born and raised off this black rap music. If you got skills, go ahead, show and prove it. I'm not a Serato ear, hustler, imposter. I grew up off rice and beans, boy, no lobster. Everywhere was too short, Jungle Brothers, brand new being. Gangstar, Cool C, do you remember him? MC Light taught a brother not to fight. Public enemy told me the power, you better fight. And OG said, be a father to your child. You and I, T.Y., Queen Latifah singing proud. Yeah. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got talent right here in our backyard. Had to do it. Had to pull the whole base card. Hating ain't hating if you really don't like it. But like my mama used to say, don't knock it till you try it. For you established artists, you should be ashamed of yourself. Especially if you're selfish and you don't offer help to your fellow MC. That means you and me from the sucker free city up the sack Sacramento. I put on a show, call we all we got. All the artists is hot. Hope they make it to the top and achieve their zenith. Burn for 500 years like the African bird phoenix. I wish we can click up like my SA partners. La Familia, whatever you need, boy, just holler. We can bring it back. I'ma show you how to move. Put some love in your heart, playboy, you can't lose. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. In the deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Rule of thumb. If you're an artist out there and you want somebody to listen to your music, try to give somebody to give you a chance to listen to their music. You know what I'm saying, though? If you get a CD,
oh, yeah,
you honestly
totally know
throw it
saying,
on the back
so
door,
saying,
man.
I'm picking up
nine
what you're
times
down,
out of
bro.
Ten, they're gonna do the same thing to you, bro.
Oh, I'm
so
telling you, bro. I know
what
you're saying, dude.
Get, man.
You're preaching to the choir,
stop
man.
Stop hating in this bay, man. If you know
that's
about me, you know I put people on. That's what you gotta do. Get
yeah,
what you wanna get, and you
for
get
real.
It back. Stop hating, man.
For real.
All you DJs, everybody. If your ego bigger than your crowd size, don't quit your day job. Get a fan base.
I
let's
won't.
Work together. Stop hating,
that's what
man.
I'm saying.
No matter what, you can't stop me, so don't waste your energy. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bank. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play.
Yeah.
Hear what I gotta say.
Bam. Peace out, yo.